From the newsroom, I'm Peter Kaleem. A man from Mexico is under arrest in connection with the eradication of pot plants in the Dinsmore area. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit served a search warrant there and pulled out about 10,200 growing cannabis plants. They also seized and destroyed more than 400 pounds of pot bud and more than 200 pounds of shake. Deputies also located and seized a couple of firearms and a high-capacity magazine. 23-year-old Manuel David Aguirre arrested, booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. 6 months behind bars for a McKinleyville man convicted of gross vehicular manslaughter in the death of his friend. 27-year-old Victor Herrera was driving drunk when his SUV left Highway 101 in Trinidad and went over a bank. Killed in that March 2017 crash was Glenn Rowe Jr. of Orrick. Arcata police say they've arrested Melissa McKinnon, the woman they had suspected in a rash of break-ins in the area. She was spotted climbing into a rear window of her own residence. Police caught up with her and took her into custody. She faces a slew of charges and is behind bars in lieu of $200,000 bail. The Mill Creek 1 fire continues to burn, and now crews plan to let drivers onto Highway 96, where it's been closed 3 times daily for a trip north and south each time. A pilot car will escort travelers through the fire area at 7 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. Shuttle times may be canceled or delayed due to fire behavior or fire control efforts. Due to fire operations, it all could change at any time. Thursday, crews were working on the south end of the fire to minimize impact on Hoopa. They were also completing an indirect fire line on the north flank. Well, 415,000 acres now destroyed by the Mendocino Complex fire. The ranch fire is 67% contained. Firefighters continue to build and reinforce containment lines around the fire's edge. The fire remains most active on the northeastern portions of the fire. In Mendocino County, Road 301 from the Mendocino National Forest boundary remains closed. The Carr fire, meantime, is at 93% containment, 229,000 acres. State Road 299 remains open to the public in both directions. And the Klondike fire, now estimated at 79,000 acres, it is 37% contained. The Greater Eureka Chamber of Commerce holding a forum to address issues centered on the workforce. It's happening on September 12th, and we'll talk about areas including teaching trade skills at the high school and college level and providing additional workforce needs in the community. The workshop happens from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. that day in the Eureka High School Library. With news, I'm Peter Kaleem.